Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at PetersburgProperties.com.
All right, good morning, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing, Isaiah?
Good. On good. This bright, and cold, clear day.
Yeah, it's a little... I looked at the my phone, if it's accurate enough. It was single digits this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. I got my fingers crossed for some ice skating coming.
All right. Okay.
Really good. Hoping so.
Well, it should be. It's if it stays this weather and it's not going to get above 20, it should be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm... maybe some people don't want this, but I'm hoping for no snow so that it stays nice out there on the ice. So we're running Tradio.
Yeah.
Buy, sell, trade. If you have things to buy, sell, or trade, or you have an event coming up or something like that, you can try our main number, 907-772-3808. If that doesn't work, you can also call 907-531-8049. So it looks like we already have a caller on line one.
I have a 36-inch fiberglass exterior door for sale, in frame, all the hardware on it, excellent shape, $300 or best offer.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
This is Bill. Joe's running behind eight ball here. I forgot the clipboard. Can you hang loose for a second?
Sure.
All right, Joe. I know. It's hard to clock in for work.
Hey, Bill, you know what it's like if you don't have a real job and this is the thing you got to do. And you
we're
get
very
just
professional
in time,
here, Joe. Come on.
Yes.
And then you start yakking, and then pretty soon it's time, and then you don't have your paperwork. So what I heard is a door, an exterior door or what?
Yeah, exterior 36-inch fiberglass door in frame, all the hardware on it.
Fiberglass. Is it painted or anything?
Yeah, it's red on one side and white on the other.
And blue in the middle.
Nope.
That's just, yeah, red, white, and blue. Okay, and that's a 3068 normal door, huh?
A 36-inch, yeah.
Yeah.
In frame.
Full jam. And you wanted $300 for that?
$300 our best offer.
Okay. Number, Bill?
518-0059.
Perfect. Got it this time. Thank you. Sorry for the little delay, Bill.
That's fine. Thank you, guys.
Right. Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
Bye.
All right, Joe, are you ready for another?
Yes, I'm on the stick now. Sorry.
Okay. All right, caller on line two, you're on the air.
Thank you. It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
And hello. I'm calling for bingo this Friday night at the Thunder Norway. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6. And we're having some kind of bread, some kind of dessert, and the main menu is taco soup.
Ooh.
Whoa. Taco soup.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And, Joe, you got to come sometime.
Every week I've threatened Sally that I was going to show up one of these Fridays, and I just may do that. Bingo back up
time.
In the Upper Peninsula was big. Lots of bingo going on there. But mm-hmm. So how did it go with the earlier opening? Did it work a little better for you guys?
Early opening, we had a few more people.
Okay.
So I'm going to advertise it for a couple more weeks until people get into the root of things the earlier time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck. Yeah, no problem. Thanks,
okay.
Joyce.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So bingo's out of the way.
Bingo's out of the way. Yes.
Did I hear you mention that you had something to put on trading?
Oh, yes. Well, we have a lull in the thing. I put it out there. Hey, I've got a aging dog. She's going to be, they'll be 15 if they make it to July this year.
Wow.
I got two of them, but one's still pretty preppy and one's kind of a little bit arthritic. And I was just looking for a one of those harnesses with the handles on it that you can lift their, you know, it's called the Help Me Up Vest. I put it on Tradio or Facebook yesterday. I got a couple of responses. Nothing solid yet. Somebody was looking. And, but yeah, they're, I haven't looked around if the vet has one or not, but I just started thinking about it. But yeah, it's a, for a larger dog. It's a 70-pound dog, and she's just having a little bit of problems with stairs and a problem getting up off her bed in the morning, like me. But I work it out, and she's just it's one of those dog things when you get you
so
know,
is that, it sort of a harness that like the dog gets strapped into?
Yeah, well, it's actually it's a it's called a lifting harness is what it is, or a help-me-up harness, or there's several different varieties. Some that put a little swath under their belly and just they got a handle. You lift them up and help them up. Some of them actually, you know, snap on like a walk. You can use it for a walking harness, too.
Oh.
It's not just that, but it actually has little handles on it, too. So
right.
You can, you know, I got the one, you know, that's got a handle on that for the front quarters and a handle for the back quarters. So you can, come, and then usually some of them actually are so fancy that they do that and then they come together with a big handle that you could actually pick up the whole dog with.
Oh, 70 pounds.
Pick a 70 pound dog, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just she needs a little help. And, yeah, she's sometimes going downstairs. I guess a ramp will be in order here as soon as I can get that. But, yeah, no, it's if anybody has one hanging out, you know, sometimes they just had a dog that needed it. And with as time progresses, may not be with us anymore, which is sad. But if they have one hanging around, I'd appreciate it. And just let me know. And you can reach at 907-518-0494.
All right.
How's that?
That was
my
great.
Pitch. See, I
that
don't usually put
pitch.
Stuff on Tradio.
Mm-hmm.
But that, because I don't have anything to get rid of or sell.
Yeah.
I keep everything.
Oh.
Ask my wife.
Oh, I won't.
Did you get rid of anything?
While we have people listening, if there's anything else that folks want to buy, sell, trade, you can obviously still catch us. There's a couple events coming up that I think we should mention.
Oh, yes.
The Petersburg High School students are putting on The Matchmaker. So that's a play directed by Elsa Winterstein. And today is the 18th. So their first night, opening night, is tomorrow. I believe it's at 7 o'clock. And then there's also showings on the 20th and the 21st. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then it's $10 for each ticket at the Wright Auditorium.
That's, yeah, and they're actually having it three nights.
Yeah.
Or two nights and one matinee.
Yes.
That's kind of neat to have it up for 3 days. So I'm sure it'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
We get to watch the students and their acting.
Yeah. The other thing is KFSK is having our annual membership meeting. So that's also our board of directors election. That'll be this Friday, so in 2 days, at 5:30 p.m. at Anchor Properties. And it's a potluck event open to all members of KFSK. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing folks there.
Quiet this morning.
I know, it is
everybody's trying to get warm.
Yeah, just bundled up. Yeah. Maybe they can't type in the phone number quite right. Fingers are so cold.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But it's like...
I believe last night was a new moon, and I went out and saw the stars. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they were just brilliant. You could see the Milky Way. It was just incredible.
I did. When I walked the dogs about 8 o'clock, and it was a starry, starry night.
Yes, yes, it was.
That's a song, it's Starry, Starry Night.
I thought that was a painting.
Sing, unless you want me to.
Oh, no, please sing.
No, please don't.
I would love it. I would love a dance, too.
No, no.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's also a painting. That's what I know.
Starry Night.
Well, just Starry Night.
Oh, okay.
I think it's by Van Gogh. Am I wrong? I think that's correct. Well, before we start getting into our art and music critique.
Okay.
perhaps
is that,
we should
focus. Is that it for the weekend? There's no basketball games in town this weekend.
So there's no basketball games in town.
They're out of town this weekend.
They're out of town. I forget where they're in Haines, I believe.
Are they? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and, we're looking into broadcasting those games. But I'll put out a PSA and give the times.
Yeah. Well, usually KHNS has a has an announcer. They announce up there. I forget what his name is, but it's sometimes it's kids, too, I think. I remember doing it with kids.
Well.
I think it's always interesting. But, yeah, they will broadcast for their own locals there. So if somehow
you
can tap into them, which we usually do or sometimes do, it would be great for the folks here. Because I'm sure, and I've heard, too, by the way, just a kudo to KFSK, getting the games on and getting them live like that is just has been really sweet.
It does make for great radio. And
yes,
big
does.
Shout out to James Valentine and Britton Erickson for helping us make that happen, because it does take two people.
Oh yeah
totally.
they're doing really well. I like James. He knows the game, he calls the game, and he knows what's going on out there, you know.
Yeah, meanwhile I'd be like, touchdown, wait.
I know. When I was announcing games with James here one year, it was like, you know, he'd say, oh, he did a something step, I don't know, whatever, call this a okay, I've been around basketball a long time, too. And I said, and he calls me a stepper. I forget what it is, a step. It's a move they make when they go to. So he had to. And then he had to up in. We were up in the booth, and he had to, you know.
He had to explain basketball to
you. Well, he had to show me. And there he is. Yeah. So, you know, he knows the game. He knows what the strategies are. And he does a great job, for sure.
Yeah, and then the week after is homecoming. Those will be home games, which we'll
try. That's going to be a busy weekend. It always is. You know, you got two. If they bring JV, which I think sometimes does, sometimes not. They're getting to be a smaller school too, so sometimes they don't have all JV. But if they do, it's like all day. You know, JV game started, you know, in the afternoon at Friday at 3, and then you have varsity and junior varsity. So and then sand. Well, you'll find all this. We'll get all the announcements that week. But I think then it's senior appreciation weekend, and homecoming. So
wow.
It's going to be a busy Saturday night games. You know, they're going to have all kinds of hoopla and stuff. So
lots of hoopla.
Hoopla. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they call it.
That's the official term.
Maybe it's the Upper Michigan term.
You guys have your own dictionary.
There is. If you ever go to, they have the UP dictionary. The Uper dictionary, they call it.
Oh.
It's all their own lingual.
Oh.
You know, so, and then you go on to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's got theirs, and then but then you get to Minnesota, and it gets all messy.
It's crazy.
Minnesota, you talk like that. They really talk like Canadians in Minnesota. So.
Yeah. Well, should we do a slow rundown?
There's just a couple things. Yeah. There's just Bill called, and he has an exterior fiberglass door. It's a 3-0, which is 36 inches by normal height, 6'8". It's fiberglass, but it's red paint on one side and it's white on the other. And he's looking for $300 or best offer for that door, that fiberglass door. And if you're interested, it's an exterior door with the jamb and everything, too, by the way. So it's pre-hung. It's 907-518-0059 if you're interested in that door. Joyce called and Bingo is on Friday. And as the new order hours go, it's open at 5:30 and Bingo starts at 6:30. Right? 6:30.
Yes.
I wrote 6, but I think they get an hour to get prepped up. 6:30, and taco soup is the menu and some sort of bread and probably some sort of dessert or whatever, but sounds good. And if you want to get out of the cold, if it's still cold, which it might be, go up and support Bingo on Friday night. And I put out a PSA for him, search of a dog lifting harness. They call them a help me up harness or whatever you want to call it. It's a large dog. She's 70 pounds. And if anybody has one laying around or not, if they're not going to call me if they don't have one. But if they have one that, you know, they've used or maybe don't need anymore, I can be reached at 907-518-0494.
All right.
Ginger would appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm hoping for her.
Yeah. Well, I think. Yeah. Well, it was first her rear side legs, and then now her front legs are getting a little bit shaky too. So.
Yeah. Must be all those new tricks, huh?
Well, she doesn't do any tricks anymore. We don't go for long walks anymore either. But which is a shame. But it happens.
Yeah.
All right. It's evolution of dog ownership.
Yes.
Well. Thanks.
Thanks for joining me for Tradio. Yeah.
K Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.